Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric St. Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day from the Impact Power Sports Studio. More from them in a second, or a bit, or a little while, or whatnot. Nick, are you going to be at the arena tonight? We've got basketball. The Grand Rapids Gold. Is it a Nupo Thursday, or are you not in? Because you're totally not with the cool kids at this point. Trump has signed the new budget bill. As expected, remember earlier in the week I told you that the Senate passed it, and then that's pretty much a foregone conclusion at that point if the Senate passes it. And they did. A lot of those Democrats kind of like, all right, let's just end this thing. So from what I'm understanding, because my knowledge of this is minimal, most people in the U.S. are like, we don't care. Just figure it out so that, you know, it's kind of like all these people have been without pay. And then the big thing is the SNAP benefits. And then the air traffic controllers, one of which is an audience member of ours, Nick in Houston. So this has just been a absolute catastrophe. And typically how this works out is it's who blinks first. And the Dems blinked. So they kind of think that they're getting what they want, and then I think the Republicans are happier with this bill than the Democrats, than this budget passage. As I understand it, because getting back to my point, the average American, once you go down this road for as long as they did, they're like, they don't care anymore. They want it passed. It's at that point, they're just like, kind of like, why fight in the first place? What they settled on is the signing kicks the can down the road to mid-December on the Affordable Care Act. Tax dollars. There's no mention of the Affordable Care Act in the bill or the budget that the president signed currently. Here's the pick from the Oval Office. Everyone is smiling and Trump looks furious. Well, this guy's not smiling. he likes the bill, though. Here, he likes the budget. So Trump signed that thing, and that means, I guess, that the government is funded now. Shmoo Money says, but I thought that it was the GOP that was keeping the government shut down. Well, there was no agreement on the budget. Corn Pop says they voted 15 times, need 60 votes, took a while for the Dems to vote yes, which is my point. If you're going to dig your heels in and say, hey, I'm not voting for this. No, we want, why did you put everybody through all of this if you're going to give up anyway? You know, I mean, if it's worth fighting for, well, then fight for it. But to put all of these Americans through that only to cave, I guess what was the point? What did you get out of that other than millions of Americans having to live life with a government shutdown, which resulted in a lot of hardship for a lot of people? If you're going to plant a flag and then turn your back and say, no, it's not. We're just going to end it. You asshole. No. What message does that send? And I'm not saying one side is right or I'm not doing that. I'm just saying if it is worth fighting for, then fight for it. Don't be a bitch. My God. Rebecca's not happy, nor is Becca Shea with their, because these are folks who vote Democrat. And they're like, yeah, they're cowards. And the Dems who crossed the aisle are all retiring, so they won't have any impact on the reelection. Corn Pop says, not all of them. Okay, so let me just say this. If you vote for the bill, and then this is the face that the Republicans are making, all these smiles and Trump doing being stoned, then you're not happy as a Democrat. You're not. So you lost. My God. The government is now funded. The ending of the longest government shutdown in history. Millions of Americans affected. Little political gain. The bill passed Wednesday night despite Republicans' narrow margin in the House. Six Democrats joined their Republican colleagues to get the bill over the finish line 43 days after the shutdown. Two Republicans voted no. Boy, they're going to get their ass kicked. Trump signed the bill. He says, this was an easy extension, but they didn't want to do it the easy way, Trump said. They wanted to do it the hard way. In addition to extending last year's spending levels through the end of January for most of the government, the bill provides funding for some agencies through the end of next September, including payments for SNAP, the program which provides food aid to nearly 1 in 8 Americans. The bill includes a measure to reverse layoffs that the Trump administration opposed during the shutdown, provides back pay for federal employees like Nick in Houston. I can't believe that they had to like approve that. You would just assume that they would get back pay. They had to like put that in the bill. Yeah, these people have been working without pay. We're going to pay them. No shit, you're not. No shit, you're going to pay them. And institutes protections against further layoffs. But the central issue underlying the entire shutdown, extensions on enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies that expire at the end of this year. That's not addressed in the bill. Instead, as part of the deal reached with a bipartisan contingent of senators, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, a Republican from South Dakota, agreed to hold a vote in mid-December on Democrat-drafted legislation aimed at extending those subsidies. Okay, so there'll be a vote in the Senate about extending those subsidies? The Democrats, according to this, don't like that. They say they remain wary of the pledge, a handshake deal with Republican colleagues to reopen the government and no guarantee to actually lower costs is simply not good enough, said Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin who voted against the measure. Even if a December bill addressing the Affordable Care Act passes the Senate, it would need to go to the House. House Speaker Mike Johnson has not made a guarantee to bring such a bill to the floor for a vote. All right. Well, then there's no way that that's going to work out. So that's what they basically agreed to open up the government. We will cross the aisle and help you pass this if you agree to this December vote. And they're like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, whatever you say. That's what that sounds like to me. So basically, like I was getting at, the first side to blink is the loser. My God. I hope it was worth it for you. Pretty much a nosedive, people, during the past however long this has been. Just in time for the holidays, assholes. I mean, I guess being that they have funded the government means that the word on the street is that the changes will trickle in slowly. This won't be like just turning on a faucet. Donko says, weren't those enhanced subsidies put in place as a result of COVID? Since COVID is over, doesn't it make sense that they expire? I'm just asking, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk. No, they absolutely should expire. I've said that before, that I've actually been a beneficiary of those subsidies, because as my insurance through the Affordable Care Act, being self-employed, that's how I get my health care. I've been able to take advantage of that. But from the very start of this government shutdown, I said, well, those, in my opinion, those subsidies should expire. Why should the American taxpayer be on the hook for that? Those tax credits, because in my mind, those tax credits for people are at a rate that they wouldn't see that money at the end of the year if the Affordable Care Act didn't exist. That doesn't necessarily mean that they would have that money coming to them at the end of the year. Corn Pop says, yes, they were put in place by the Democrats. Expiration date to all Democrat legislation, whatever. So that's going to be the end of that. If you do get your insurance that way, you're going to have to adjust. Madison, my daughter, she's like, so, if this all goes away, am I still covered under your insurance? And because the Affordable Care Act allows her to be covered up till 26 years of age, she seems to think, and she's probably got a better handle on this than I do, that she's going to need another form of insurance. So what did she do? She went ahead and she went ahead and signed up for insurance through her employer. And yeah, and I go, that's money out of your paycheck, but that's the way it goes. Welcome to adulting. Excuse me, O'Neal. Sorry, big guy. Don't bother looking for United Healthcare stock growth since the inception of the Affordable Care Act. Nothing to see there. Move along. Thank you. You guys are awesome. So far, so good. We had a big fraud Wednesday last night and an outstanding adventure on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Let me just tell you, Ben Glaze, Becca Shea, I don't know if you've had a chance to hear the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast from last night, but a story by our very own Ben Glaze. She says, no. Man Bun Chris says, Ben's story made me so uncomfortable, LOL. Well, Ben Glaze said something. He fired off a joke to the audience that was at the corner bar. And Alan writes, quote of the night, it was already stiff. You need to listen or watch the on-demand version of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. PATREON.com/Eric Zane. Two things. Ben talked a little bit more about when he was giving out free HJs to his pals when he was about 13 or 14 years old. True story. Incredible. And Ben Glaze revealed that he said something when we were at the pre-party for the pinball event at the corner bar, that he said it, and he's, as soon as he said it, he was like, oh no, I wish those words were not leaving my face, because what he said was, well, he's racist. It was a racist joke. And we were, two of our African-American loved ones were in attendance at that event. And he was seated directly next to your sweet husband, Kevin, who definitely is a black guy. And Ben made a shitty crack, and he didn't think that he was in company. Well, I mean, if you fire a joke off like that, and you know Ben, you know he doesn't have a racist bone in his body. But he made a crack. And then someone had to tell him, hey, you got to watch those jokes, man. There's fucking black people here. Which, I mean, generally, it isn't just, I mean, and he didn't, like, use a racist term or anything like that. I'll just, no, I can't tell you. You got to listen to it. Tyler's here. He says, I fired one off at Pinball Land 2 and felt really nervous when I realized there was a couple of our African-American friends there with us. LOL. You did? Murder Lover Linda says, was it slightly before the ranch dressing fiasco? Yeah, ranch dressing was somewhat in this. Becca Shea says, what is wrong with you people? Yeah, exactly, you idiots. The last thing either of those morons wanted to do was make anyone feel uncomfortable. But you must check out the Patreon. Megan says, I was so uncomfortable. Megan says, I'm sorry, Man Bun Chris says, Ben's story made me so uncomfortable. Megan says, the eye contact Ben and I made was the best when that happened. I giggled like Ben does. So he made the crack, standing right next to Kevin. Eye contact made. Megan's husband, Brian, says, Ben, you can't say that shit. You asshole. Skip writes, was easy off yesterday. I didn't get the notification or see the podcast show up on Prime. Yeah, I was off yesterday. If you ever, you know, it's a good idea. Follow me on Facebook and make it so that if I post something that you get a notification, because if there's ever a time that I'm not going to be podcasting, I will post it to that platform. I posted some best of material because I had daytime hockey yesterday. All right, and yeah, that's where I was. And that game, that one went to overtime. It was really great, and the Griffins win again. They've played 10 games this year. They've won 9 of them. And the one they lost was in a shootout. That's pretty great. And they're back on Friday. If you'd like to go to a game, you can get tickets. The basketball team plays tonight. I'll be there for that. I'll be there for the hockey. I got basketball tonight, hockey tomorrow, basketball Saturday, hockey Sunday. Holy shit. And then hockey yesterday with the school kids. place was packed to the gills with kids. And then they don't even follow along the hockey game with the game. It's almost like they don't care. And the level of the screaming is high-pitched because there's so many kids there. We had like 8,500 fans there. 8,450 of them were young kids. I was going out of my way to announce, listen, kids, keep screaming loud. Make sure you scream that loud in the bus and in the classroom for the rest of the school year. Your teachers said it's okay. I'm trying to encourage them to be assholes in the classroom. Teachers are giving me dirty looks before the game. One of the teachers is a friend of Jacqueline. And I didn't know it at the time, but I've interacted with her dozens of times. And she comes up to the glass, and she's waving and wants a picture. And then she sticks her face in the opening and says, hey, how are you? I miss Jackie. I go, I miss you. Oh, yeah, she misses you too. Oh, my God. So good to see you. And all that happens. And then I turn around and go, I don't know who the fuck that is. And then I figured it out. I'm like, oh, of course. God, it's so bad. When I'm in the moment like that, it just doesn't work. Skip says, have you ever thought about getting everyone together to show up at hockey or basketball? Yeah, if we did that, we would have to do like a group outing, so you wouldn't have to pay so much. We absolutely could do that. But during the game, I wanted to get a recording of this, but I promised the team that I would not shoot any more video from where I sit in between the penalty boxes, because last time I did that and showed it to the world, everybody screamed at me because I shot video of a fist fight. Great video, by the way. I've talked about many, many, many times, but in this particular case, there was, the visitor's penalty box, which is right next to me. And then there's seats for fans right next to that. And there was a dad with his child there. And the kid was just able to stand and walk. So this is a teeny tiny little kid. And the kid is just doing what kids do and just staring intently at the player through the glass. Like I am now. And he's got like a pizza crust. He's eating that. And he just can't believe what he's seeing. He's looking at the hockey player. I look at the dude. I go, hey, man, he's eyeballing you. He goes, I know. I'm scared. And the kid would not break his gaze. And I'm like, oh, God, talk about something I need on video. Holy shit. Megan says, aren't fights the only reason people watch hockey? Well, it certainly helps to have a fight during a hockey game. Man Bun Chris, unrelated, but did Zahner check out the Northern Lights? You know, I knew they were there. Did I get out of bed? No. I knew they were there before anybody else practically, because Murder Lover Linda was pointing out that the Northern Lights are there. Go and look at them. I missed it. Tyler says that asshole coach is gone now, though. Yeah, in that moment, because how that worked out was the guy from the other team was pissed off at our guy. They both got penalties for something unsportsmanlike. The guy from the other team was so pissed, he was screaming at our guy that he's going to fight him. And it was fairly obvious that the second they got out of the penalty box, they were going to fight. So I started recording. I put the camera on the guy next to me. I go, hey, don't let me down. Meaning, don't let me down on the fight. But because I said, don't let me down, the hockey team thought that I like said, hey, you're going to fight him. Don't let me down, which is ridiculous. That's not what happened. He said he was going to fight him either way. Sure enough, they skate out of the box after 2 minutes, immediately drop the gloves. Their guy beats up our guy. It was a cool video from my perspective. I don't know. They probably would have gotten pissed at me if I didn't say, don't let me down. But that put it over the edge because they were suggesting that the coach of our team suggested that I actually made the guy do that, which is just ridiculous. So I get a phone call from one of the folks on the hockey team, Doug Thompson. He goes, "Yeah, man, players don't like that you posted that." I go, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, they it's a problem." And I'm like, "How can that fucking be a problem? I mean, it was on. If you were watching the game, you would have seen it. If you're watching it online, you would have seen it. What did I do wrong?" So he goes, I don't know. Just take it down." I go, "All right, I'll take it down." Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, "What is happening to me?" But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, "EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling?" I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, folks, it's EZ for my friends at Uncommon Goods. The holiday season is here, so start your shopping here. Go to uncommongoods.com. Click where it says Christmas shopping. You've got gifts for her, for him, for the grandparents, for the kids, for the teens, for your friends. Oh my gosh. Artisan, handcrafted, amazing gifts for you and yours. Truly, everything that is cool is found at Uncommon Goods. You can get lost on the website with the amount of products that are there. Uncommon Goods partners with some of the most creative people on the planet and puts all of their offerings on one spot for you to shop in the convenience of your home. I love Uncommon Goods, and you will too. And don't forget that when you shop at uncommongoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, and many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase that you make at Uncommon Goods, they give a buck back to a nonprofit partner of your choice. Wow, they've donated more than $3.1 million to date. Don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Then I texted the coach, who I had a rapport with, this asshole named Ben Simon. And I said, "Hey, sorry about that. Dog told me the players aren't happy." And I thought that was it. Well, then he unloads on me, and it wasn't okay. He was still pissed off and threw me, just attacked full on, and then said, "We're done." I said, "All right." So then I had to suspend myself. True story. This is at the end of the season about 4 years ago. And this cock is still coaching somewhere in the league. I think he's like a assistant coach in Iowa. I reached out to my boss. I go, "Hey, Simon's pissed off. You should suspend me." He goes, "What? No, I'm not suspending you." I go, "Yeah, he's butthurt. And he's going to make life miserable for everybody if you don't suspend me. You should suspend me." And he goes, "That's ridiculous." I go, "I know it's ridiculous." but he wants a pound of flesh. Because he said, he made it clear, he goes, you do that ever again, I'm going to make sure that you're fired. So I'm like, oh, Jesus, fuck. So I actually suspended myself to calm this guy's tits, this bitch. Fuck that guy. Megan says, let's see, Man Bun Chris says that Zane check out the Northern Lights. Megan says he cannot watch the Lions late at night because he would get too wound up. Do you think he could sleep after celestial excitement? No way. Skip says, yeah, he needs his beauty sleep. He's on camera. Uh-huh. Nick in the arena, who has witnessed firsthand the cockitude of Ben Simon as a maintenance worker for the arena, says Ben Simon was a dick. He was whining about something every week. He complained about the ice to a coworker. He didn't like that the guy told him that the ice didn't stop the other team from kicking your ass. Oh, he was an asshole. He used to make life miserable for everyone on that team. Now he's going to bomb out in whatever gig he's got. He had it made. He could have done it, but nobody liked that guy. Everybody hated that fucker. Easy, are you going to talk about the penny? Asking, but not spoiling it. Well, I'm not exactly sure I know what you are referring to. Are you referring to the last penny that was made yesterday? Because I wasn't planning on it. U.S. Mint presses final pennies as production ends after more than 230 years. Is that what you were referencing? Yes, he says. Well, I guess I don't know if there's anything really interesting about it. I mean, if the penny is no longer being minted, we knew that was going to happen. I guess it costs more to make it than the value of it. So it makes sense. And I'm guessing it's been that way for a long, long time. It's an emotional day, said Clayton Crotty, who has worked at the Mint for 15 years. I don't understand how it could be emotional. The fact that you are no longer making pennies has you crying. Trump ordered the penny's demise as costs climbed and the 1 cent valuation became virtually obsolete. Far too long, the United States has minted pennies, which literally cost us more than 2 cents. This is so wasteful. The only thing I have interesting about pennies is when I would put them in my mouth, when I would get pulled over, thinking that somehow there would be a chemical reaction that whatever pennies are made out of nullifies a drunk driving possibility. Like if you breathe into a breathalyzer, if you've been sucking on pennies, it would in fact defeat the breathalyzer. I don't know where I got that from. But it had been attempted more than once. Now, I have never in my life had to take a breathalyzer, but I sure as hell used to drive drunk. And but there was more than one time that I was pulled over while 100% intoxicated. And then anyone who was seated next to me witnessed me putting my hand into that cup holder or whatever spot where all the, you keep all the train, changed and grabbed it all, including gum wrappers, ashes, cigarette butts, probably jizz, and just put it right in my mouth. Pooh Bear witnessed it, and Push-Up Paul witnessed it. I take it back. The time that Push-Up Paul saw it, it was when I smashed into somebody ahead of me. So, my God. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? Bread Bull Brain Chris says, I wonder who snagged that last penny that was made. It's got to be worth something, right? Local Mexican dipshit Joe Martinez is here. He says, ay, ay, ay. Fuck the pennies, talk. Talk about the Epstein files, senor. Yeah, what is this? A fucking request show, you dumb dick? I'll talk about shit when I get to it, asshole. Jesus. Talk about something I'm interested in, senor, like deportation. Fucking dummy. Becca Shea says he's cutting costs there, Trump, to give to his billionaire friends. Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Hurry up, senor. Talk about what I want you to talk about. The fact that budget is now set, that does kind of put it squarely on him. So, all right. Now, leading up to this, we've heard about these files for the longest time. A lot of people suspected Trump's name was all over it. Suddenly, he goes, yeah, there aren't even any files. They just vanished. Actually, they never existed. And everyone, whether you're a Trump supporter or any other supporter, you are well aware, you understand that his name is all over those documents. Yes, there are documents, in my opinion. I feel that there are. This is all my opinion. This is what I think is going on. I think that there are documents, and I think that his name is on them because I think that he might have had sex with young women. That's what I'm convinced of. I think he's as nasty as they come. Let's start to get into this.
This new email showing President Trump may have been aware of some of Jeffrey Epstein's misconduct. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee obtained 3 emails from Epstein telling associates back in the 2010s that, quote, of course Trump knew about Epstein's relationships with underage girls. Epstein also wrote that Trump, quote, spent hours at my house with one of his victims. The emails show Epstein's correspondence with his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, as well as columnist and author Michael Wolff.
By the way, if you didn't know this about Epstein and Maxwell in this photograph taken here, it looks like a log cabin in New Hampshire or something like that. They look as sweet as could be. They look like a couple of people who are volunteers at like the Boys and Girls Club or Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Merry Christmas from Jeffrey and Ghislaine.
The White House responded to the newly released emails defending Trump and accusing Democrats of selectively releasing emails that reference the president.
Well, who gives a shit if it's selectively released? Is he on it or not?
In mind, Trump has fiercely denied any knowledge of the sexual abuse carried out by Epstein and his accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Trump has said that he and Epstein ran in the same social circles, but the two had a falling out. Trump said back in July that he had
Merry Christmas from Jeffrey and Ghislaine again.
And Epstein from his Mar-a-Lago club, claiming he had stolen workers. However, these new emails are sure to spark further scrutiny of Trump's relationship with Epstein. I'm Kate Martell, and I write The Hill's 1230 Report newsletter. For more of today...
Thank you, Kate. That little microphone sounds good. All right. I honestly don't think that anything is going to happen to him, even if they do find out shit. MTG on Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she says, Trump says Marjorie Taylor Greene has lost her way.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a big ally of yours, said that she would rather see you focused on nonstop domestic policy meetings here at the White House instead of nonstop foreign policy meetings. What's your response to her saying that, and also saying that grocery prices are up and not down, as you said?
Yeah, so I don't know what happened to Marjorie. She's a nice woman, but I don't know what happened. She's lost her way, I think. But
I like how anybody who just kind of like, even people that are allies, if they just like, yeah, I don't think you're doing this right. I don't think you're doing that right. They're just screwed. Yeah, they've lost their way.
I have to view the presidency as a worldwide situation, not locally. I mean, we could have a world that's on fire where wars come to our shores very easily if you had a bad president. We had a horrible president, and we ended up with Russia, Ukraine, and we ended up with other disasters, too. Don't forget.
I actually don't disagree with what Trump is saying, that you do need to be worried about things on a worldwide stage. Rebecca says Trump is even losing that crazy lady, Laura Loomer. Nick says, yeah, it's her that lost her way and not, yeah, it's her that lost her way and not him. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie both want all the files released. So I guess the question for Trump constituents, fans of Trump, whatnot, people who voted for him, if it reveals that he had a relationship with Epstein much more than what he's leading on, which doesn't necessarily mean that he had sex with children, does that change anything for you? If that, because that would go against what he, how he said his relationship was with him. Democrats on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee released the explosive emails yesterday in which Epstein claimed Trump, quote, knew about the girls. My God. Those dynamics set off a firestorm of activity on the Hill and at the White House and is set to stretch to next week. Rather than waiting for members to force a vote on the discharge petition as early as December, Speaker Mike Johnson is opting to bring the Epstein Files Transparency Act to a vote next week, essentially ripping the Band-Aid off the vote. A second major press conference with survivors of Epstein's abuse is also scheduled for next week. Representative Thomas Massie, Republican, Ro Khanna, Democrat of California, who led the discharge petition, along with, as Bread Bowl Brain Chris mentioned, Marjorie Taylor Greene, will hold the press conference with Epstein accusers Tuesday, pushing for a vote in both the House and the Senate. All right, so now, if that's the case, you've got her, who has been looked at as a wacko. If you hate Trump, you have to look at what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing and Thomas Massie is doing, both as Republicans. And you have to be feeling pretty good about that, because you've got two people who led the stronghold for Trump are obviously breaking away here. And they're more interested in finding out that information. And you know what? If she does that, let's just say Massie and Green are able to blow the lid off this, you would have to look at them and say, you know, you're not so bad. You're trying to turn it around in the eyes of many people at that point. If Marjorie Taylor Greene and this Thomas Massie, and I don't know how dyed-in-the-wool Republican he was before, if they've turned on you, that's another red flag about all of this. They're willing to sacrifice their political lives to get to justice for the victims of this horrible act. That's remarkable. Rebecca says there won't be any accountability. His followers will justify everything. After all, Trump is a, quote, Christian who made mistakes. I don't know. If Trump, if it does come to pass, and I ask this of my MAGA brethren, if it does come to pass that Trump is putting his ding-dong into young girls, what do you do? Do you not believe it? Do you bury your head in the sand and say, yeah, it's just a witch hunt? You know how that, you hear about that all the goddamn time. MTG is playing the long game, according to Rebecca. She wants a Senate seat. I still don't like her, but I respect how she's playing the game. Clown of Carnage. Nick, this is exactly right. Got to win moderates in Georgia. Birch Barlow, this is Republican positioning for the midterms. Bread Bull Brain Chris, Massie is very libertarian, gets called a rhino routinely. Nick says, if there is evidence, I'll call for his prosecution. I don't know, man. I think everybody kind of smelled a rat on the day that it was announced that suddenly, yeah, there are no documents. There's no list. It's never been there in the first place. Anybody who knows anything was like, yeah, that's fishy to me. Skip says it doesn't change anything. He at least is more available than any other president in my lifetime, if not in history. What doesn't change anything? Tofus says even Tucker Carlson turned on him. Yeah, I would like to think that when it comes to the presidency of the United States, if there's smoke and fire, that you've been with young girls, you're not fit to lead the country, right? You know, criminal behavior, molesting children. Do we want to turn a blind eye to some guy who touches kids? Rebecca says Pam Bondi said the documents were on her desk for review, and then all of a sudden there were no documents. Oh, no. That certainly makes you wonder. So you have to ask Joe Martinez, are you happy that we're talking about what you want to talk about, you jerk? My God. All right. For those of you that are getting the show on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Kick, the rest of the show is on Twitch. Head over to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, Eric Zane Live for the rest of the show. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. The audio podcast is available for download wherever you download shows after it airs, after it broadcasts, with all the links of the things we've talked about, including links for how you can help support the Great Food Giveaway. Number 6. We are a month and 10 days away. And I actually have a tote board count of how much money we have raised so far. The Great Food Giveaway. 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 people have helped us help the cause out when we're passing the hat. Totaling 200, 300, 350, $447.01. Still waiting to hear from Mike Ball the overall cost of all of the food for the Great Food Giveaway coming up on Tuesday, December 23rd. Giving money to those less fortunate. I'm sorry, giving food to those less fortunate for a Christmas meal. A Christmas ham, definitely not a turkey. Rolls, potatoes, gravy, cans of corn, and a pie for dessert. Great Food Giveaway number 6. If you are listening to the audio podcast later on, you can click on the links if you want to help us out. All right. If you need to email me, reach out via the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Thank you to all those folks on Instagram, Kick, YouTube, and Facebook, but bye-bye. All right. Away they go. Thank you so much. I was just informed that there is a fun event coming up November 29th at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Our very own Megan from Irvine's has informed me about this one. So Santa is going to be at Irvine's for Small Business Saturday. That's the first Saturday after Thanksgiving. You got Thanksgiving and then Black Friday and then Small Business Saturday. Santa will be there from 9 a.m. to noon. All kids have to go to Irvine's and talk to Santa. This is the official Santa. All other Santas are just worker bee Santas. They're not the real Santa. Dogs and kids are welcome. So kids are encouraged and dogs. You can get your dog to sit on Santa's lap. It's a free event. And Santa, donuts, free donuts, free cocoa. This is also a drop-off location for Toys for Tots. They'll be accepting donations for the Great Food Giveaway. And for Team Pink, that all goes on Saturday the 29th at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. That's terrific. All right. I also have a number of other sponsors that I'd like to shout out on this Thursday edition of the show. Thank you, of course, to Frank Fuss. If you want to get a hold of Frank to sort out your questions regarding insurance, especially now with the recent budget passing, it's probably a great idea to do so. Head over to appointmentwithfrank.com, fill out the form, and then you are on his schedule. Appointmentwithfrank.com. He can answer any of your questions. And if you're getting ready to re-up for the Affordable Care Act, I don't advise just letting it go over. You might end up paying a lot more money. So you might have to make some adjustments to your policy. That's you as a small business person, self-employed. Maybe your boss does not offer insurance, or maybe you're in between jobs. Appointmentwithfrank.com can help. Go there and make an appointment. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.